The newest trend in shopping is something developers refer to as lifestyle centers. They're actually outdoor strip malls built to look like old-fashioned downtowns, but they're nowhere near the center of town, and critics say the pretend downtowns are making it difficult for the real ones to survive. Aaron Toner of member station WKAR reports from East Lansing, Michigan.
Developers say lifestyle centers represent the perfect shopping experience. They're a combination of what shopping used to be, stores nestled between courtyards and cafes, and what shopping became after that, national retail chains with plenty of free parking. One of the newest of these developments is here just outside Lansing, Michigan. It's called Eastwood Town Center. That's town with an E. Eastwood is comprised mostly of national chain stores and restaurants like Pottery Barn and P.F. Chang's. It's built to look like downtowns of old, with brick streets and sidewalks and wrought iron benches. Soft rock music drifts out of speakers perched on old-fashioned lampposts. Beverly Baton shops and works at Eastwood Town Center and says people are coming to these new malls to do what they used to do in city centers.
They're coming here to socialize. They're coming to have lunch, to maybe see a movie, and shopping's always a part of that experience because right here at Eastwood Town Center, we have the stores that people want. And that's so important. Whoever built this mall did their homework.
Developers say while the new malls may look like old downtowns, they're not meant to replace real downtowns. They insist that indoor shopping malls did that a long time ago. Many retailers say lifestyle centers are actually a new kind of downtown, a downtown for the suburbs. Developer strategy so far has been to build them close to existing homes and roads and sewer lines, and typically not in big open areas outside of town. The idea is to attract customers who live close by, have money to spend, and will shop often. But here at Eastwood Town Center, about a third of the shoppers are coming from more than 20 miles away. Local county official Mark Grebner says that makes this new downtown no different than any other mall.
You can't really walk there. You can't really live above a store. I mean, you can't really integrate living, working, school in one small confined space. Instead, it's a place you drive to. And as long as it's centered on the car, it's going to be the kind of place that the car created, which is to say, America's malls.
But not everyone sees it that way. Steve Hayward is a planner in Lansing Township. He thinks the new mall is just what the township's been missing.
They're a gathering place. There's a sense of excitement here that on a Friday night, there's a line outside the ice cream store and the plaza's full of people around the fountain. People come here to see other people and see the enthusiasm as well as see other people see them.
Hayward says there are plans for even more development around here, where commercial land is now selling for around $1 million an acre. That's a price that might scare off some stores, but not the big ones. Two stores, never associated with a downtown area, are slated to open here soon, Walmart and Sam's Club. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Toner in East Lansing, Michigan.